And now a poem, premiered here for the first time. 'Tis just weeks before Christmas, and on planes everywhere, Kindles are glowing to Amazon's delight, and tucked in between the clothes and TVs, book bargains are waiting at your favorite big box store. That doesn't rhyme. Even the shelves of your neighborhood bookstore are stuffed with blockbusters galore. So will it all end up with a season to celebrate, or will booksellers cry humbug when the shopping's all done? NPR's Lynn Neary takes a peek at the bookseller's holiday.
Last year at this time, the bleak economy cast a pall over the bookselling business. Publishers were laying off workers, and shoppers were proceeding with caution, even for supposedly recession-proof purchases like books. But this year, the outlook is brighter, says Steve Berkue, co-owner of the Book People Bookstore in Austin, Texas.
The books are better, and the mood is better, and the year has actually been going better.
Berkue says his business has benefited by the number of big-name authors who came out with books this year, with Dan Brown's The Lost Symbol leading the pack.
Well, there's just a lot of books out that are by well-known authors, and these books bring people in because they're well-known, and people are already familiar with them, and it's comfortable ground for them, and they come in to look at the books.
But that bonanza of bestsellers didn't pan out for all booksellers. Sue Boucher, owner of the Lake Forest Bookstore in Illinois, says she keeps waiting for sales to take off, but so far they haven't.
Not really. No. Just when you think, okay, this month will go crazy, you know what? I mean, it was okay, but not what you'd think. But we sold a fair number of Dan Brown. So it's not like we didn't sell it. We definitely sold it. But it was just, I think, other things.
Other things, like the way people buy books these days.
People are doing more buying online, and I hear people all the time talking about, you know, electronic books.
Yeah. Are you surprised by that electronic books have taken off to the degree they have?
Not really, but for me, it's a disturbing trend. You know, how will it affect me in the end? I don't know.
The dominance of Amazon in book sales has long been the independent bookseller's lament. But this holiday season, Amazon's books are taking a back seat to their electronic book reader, the Kindle.
It's the number one best-selling product across Amazon, in both units and revenue.
Amazon's Russ Grandinetti says the company is so happy with the sales of their digital reader, they don't really care what kind of book their customers buy, e-books or traditional books. Either way, it works for them.
Because even our Kindle customers today, many of them really, really are passionate about reading on Kindle and are excited to buy books on Kindle. But many of them go right on, for different reasons, buying physical books, and we think that's great.
Another big player, Barnes & Noble, has gotten into the e-book business with its own digital reader, the Nook. The only problem, at this point, if you want one for a Christmas present, it won't arrive till January.
Well, this is definitely a win for Amazon, but it's not necessarily a huge black mark in consumers' minds against Barnes & Noble.
Sarah Rotman-Epps, an analyst with Forrester Research, says Barnes & Noble didn't want to miss out on the chance to publicize this new product during the biggest sales season of the year. And she thinks in the end, it was probably a good move.
Barnes & Noble has done a good job of notifying consumers that have pre-ordered Nooks to let them know, when to expect that the Nook will actually ship, and has offered them a gift certificate for a free ebook as compensation for not having something to open under the tree.
As far as not having something to open under the tree, well, you can't put a pretty bow on an ebook, and that's where traditional booksellers still have an advantage. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.